none but the hungry heart. 226. Acceptable consecration. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans 8, verse 7. If a Christian does not realize his identification with Christ in his death, he does not know true consecration. Crucifixion is the path to and foundation of consecration. The deeper truths are not entered into through consecration. They are its basis. The price of consecration is crucifixion. Present yourselves unto God as alive from the dead. This is the true ground of consecration. For believers to consecrate themselves to God ere they have learnt their union with Christ in death and resurrection is only to present to God the members of the natural man which he cannot use. Only those alive from the dead, that is, having appropriated their likeness with him in death, are bidden to present their members as instruments unto God. The modern teaching of consecration, which is tantamount to the consecration of the old man, seeks to bypass the death sentence and therefore only leads to frustration and failure. When, however, you and I are prepared in simple humility to make the fact of our death with Christ our daily basis of life and service, there is nothing that can prevent the uprising and outflow of new life and meet the need of thirsty souls around us. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors bound not to the flesh, that we should live after the flesh, but to the Spirit. Romans 8, verse 12.